Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the 11th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara works as a chaplain in New Haven, Connecticut. The title of her preaching today is Love the Rest of the Face.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and decay destroy, and thieves break in and steal. But store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will be your heart. The lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. But if the eye is bad, your whole body will be in darkness. And if the light in you is darkness, how great will the darkness be?" I spent the COVID pandemic in the hospital. No, not as a patient, thank God, but as a chaplain. Everyone was masked, and while this was at times a hassle and uncomfortable, it did keep us safe with an extra bonus of highlighting each person's eyes. Over time, I came to appreciate this because every single person had incredibly beautiful eyes. As Jesus tells us in today's gospel, if the eye is sound, one's whole body will be filled with light. Ironically, even when the person was in pain or sorrow, their eye still held the beauty of that person. And I found it so easy to see how God could love this person, this patient, this family member, or this staff person. The divine radiated from each one's eyes. It was clearly present. Imagine my surprise when masks were removed and the rest of the face didn't match up with the beauty of the eyes. There were scruffy beards and crooked teeth, large noses and small chins, birthmarks and pockmarks. I had to adjust my outlook and recognize that the same divine beauty was in that person that I saw in their eyes. In other words, I had to love the rest of the face. Richard Rohr, in his book, The Naked Now, which I highly recommend, writes, "God does not love us because we are that good. God loves us because God is good." I suspect God doesn't care a bit what we look like. So we shouldn't care either. And if we know that God loves us just the way we are, it's easier to love others regardless of the rest of their face. It's not beauty that we love, but the divine indwelling that we can find there. Sometimes we refuse to recognize the divine in a person because we won't look beyond the surface. We only see the color of their skin, or their immigration status, or their gender identity. We listen with fear as others demonize these marginalized groups. Father Rohr reminds us, how you see is what you see. To see rightly, it is to be able to be fully present without fear, without bias, and without judgment. We are called to see not just the rest of their faces, but deep into their souls, to the very presence of the divine. If we can do this, we will discover the treasures that are present in each person. Loving the rest of the face, the rest of the entire person, will help us then to find our hearts also. We will be able to love ourselves and others and embrace with joy the goodness of God.